Welcome to the Effective Engineering Manager podcast.
Good to be here, Slava. Today's your time. What would you like to talk about?
Today, I'd like to continue the topic of the effective one-on-ones, and I will share how to conduct one-on-ones when you just got a new boss or joined a new job.
Sounds interesting. So what's so special about one-on-ones with a new boss?
Right. It's an important topic because doing one-on-ones with a new boss wrong way may cause you a relationship with your boss or even your job. And this is true both for managers and for the individual contributors. And this is pretty heavy stuff. And I wanted to share this because I wish I received this important advice many years ago. And what's important is that don't be vulnerable with your new boss. To be sure, I'm not talking about withholding work-related information. That would be unethical. I'm talking about opening up about personal challenges with people, processes, tools, and stuff like this. And I had managers who were punitive, and being vulnerable in front of them consistently hurt me. And it will hurt you, because punitive bosses take note and don't provide feedback until much later or until too late. And before you speak openly with your boss, you need to develop a relationship of trust with them. You need to learn, is your boss helpful, or will your boss punish you for your mistakes? And if you have a good boss who cares, it's great, because you will be able to build a relationship of trust and be able to discuss issues without looking over your shoulder. But if your boss is punitive, being vulnerable in front of them is going to hurt you. And you need time to figure out what kind of boss you have. And by the way, don't mistake your boss being nice for being trustworthy. It's possible that your boss is going to be nice, and they may ask the right questions, they may listen and appear caring, but it doesn't mean that your boss means well. The problem is that we humans feel safe around people who are nice. And there are plenty of managers who learn how to be nice or how to appear nice while being unsafe to talk to. So if you are vulnerable with them, it will come back to you as a record of your failures. And sometimes it comes back in months, sometimes in hours, but it will come back and they will hold it against you. And unfortunately, even though one-on-ones were designed to be a tool for building the relationships of trust, this really depends on what kind of boss you have. The only way to know if your boss can be trusted is through their performance as a manager. You have to give them time to prove that they mean well. And this is very easy to do. All you have to do is to deliver great performance at work. And you can trust your boss if your boss is helpful throughout the work process. And they will reward you for the great performance through great performance reviews, through bonuses, through promotions, etc. And there are plenty of opportunities for good managers to help their directs, such as providing advice, positive feedback, coaching through tough work situations, helping with resources and connections, and much more.
Certainly a very important topic, and I think it's so key, the point you mentioned about building trust. So, question for you, how do you know if your new boss is a good boss?
Yes, minimum you must go through at least one performance review cycle, ideally two. It means that at least for a year, you need to be very careful and apply the observe and absorb approach that we covered a few episodes ago. And sometimes, even if you have a good boss, you can never be vulnerable with them if the company has a culture that doesn't tolerate mistakes. It's just how the world works, and there's nothing wrong about it. And we just have to deliver great performance, and your boss and your company culture are just the parameters that we must respect. And by the way, being careful applies to people around you, such as peers and direct reports as well. You never know what sort of communication channels exist and where they're going with those communications. And all above is true for managers that just don't care. And this is true because any sort of content that requires them to act will be seen as in a negative way, because it means work, and bosses who don't care don't want to help. and will not work on your behalf.
And speaking of good bosses, if someone's people management philosophy, like ours here, is the servant management type, what do you do if your directs are vulnerable with you?
Great question. Your direct reports being open about challenges at work and at home means that your team trusts you. First of all, be proud and appreciative of the fact that the team trusts you, because trust is extremely valuable and it is very hard to earn. And having trust of your team means that when tough times come and you need the team to stick together and deliver, they will be there for you. Just keep taking care of the team and keep helping. That's about it.
Keep taking care of the team. That is so critical. And having trust, I think you hit on a very, very important topic, even if it's sometimes difficult to digest. So last question for you, what do you do when you join a new company or get a new boss?
So that's a very short checklist. Do your best, deliver, take care of your boss, your team, and your partners. Structure your part of one-on-ones with your boss around the progress that you're making while taking care of your responsibilities. Also, do small talk and keep the rest to yourself. Be careful for at least one, ideally two, performance review cycles before figuring out if you can trust your boss or your company.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Slava. This was good stuff. I hope this will save our listeners a headache when they get a new boss in the future.
Thank you, Adam. More good stuff is coming.